108.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Great week for me. Thank you again to everybody who reached out at the big 40th anniversary. I guess that's a big deal in radio. I wasn't really thinking about it. I really wasn't. You know, the boss was thinking about it and started the whole ball rolling. Don't most people work until they stop? I mean, what's the big deal? But I guess winning, that's apparently big number one. It's a big deal. But I don't think working and then everybody works. I don't know. Right?
Yeah, but it's good to sort of like take a little break and acknowledge.
Yeah, you know what? I take that back. That's amazing what I did.
Right. It is.
Give me some love. Yeah. I don't know. I was a little... I'll tell you what I got out of the anniversary was just sweet, wonderful things from friends and family. So I don't want to minimize that because that was cool. I mean, I had Big Poppy call me, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Who gets that?
I know your dad is listening. So she talked to her daddy. Now he's talking to his poppy.
That's a good line.
Like, who can make that up?
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, that's so cool. As Bex would say, it's so cool.
That's so cool.
She says about everything.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool.
The governor.
Lee Brice.
Cool. Lee Brice. Yeah.
Yeah. Really cool. Well, yeah. Well, Lee Brice is funny because that's my music. I like it. Personally, that wasn't, we don't play Lee Brice on the radio.
Mm-mm.
You know? But anyway, it's all good. So, yeah, big weekend. Lisa's going to have a big dinner out in the snow. Is that tonight or tomorrow night?
No, it's Sunday. Sunday night.
Sunday night?
Yeah. Well, and all the kids are off of school on Monday. So.
Yeah, well, you're not off on Monday.
Yes, we are.
What?
That ruling was made 3 days ago.
Yeah, and Marianne was in the room.
Okay. On my children's life. I didn't know that.
You were sitting right
there. You guys are planning a... No one told me we're off Monday. Okay. I'm not making this up.
You were there.
What holiday
and Marianne
is it?
Declared it a day off right next to you.
Yeah, Marianne was in there too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's Martin Luther King Day on Monday.
We had the company.
That's it.
And the company's off.
That is it. Yeah. I'm going off the pot. I never even liked smoking weed. And somehow it ended up in my life.
You really
missing
don't,
things.
Oh yeah.
You don't
on
remember
my
this?
Children, I would on my genitals. Okay,
oh my God.
Take the genitals off me. I did not know Monday was a holiday.
Well, you should know. Marianne also declared a Monday in February off.
Yeah, President's Day. I like when Marianne's in the studio.
Yeah, she approved both.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's Marianne's call.
You agreed
We're off
to it.
On my,
you agreed. We could pull the sound.
This is amazing to me.
Yeah.
This feels like I was like a blackout. You know, like back in the day, I mean, don't do it anymore, but back in the day, you know, we'd go out and we'd kind of get hammered, you know, on a Friday night or whatever. And then you wake up the next day and don't remember what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is like. We talked about this.
Oh, yeah. At pretty good length, actually.
Yeah.
I think I thought of it in the future. I certainly didn't. You mean this is the beginning of a 3-day weekend for us?
Oh, yeah. Lisa's got a big dinner Sunday.
Yeah. And remember, Marianne
was amazing.
Like, yeah, let's all sleep.
Wow, this is like a gift. It's like a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guess what? You're off.
It was a surprise to us, too.
Yeah, we were very thrilled.
But the boss gave us the day off.
Yeah, it's a company holiday.
He leaves it up to us because the company's off.
Right.
It's closed.
Everyone's off.
How do you off when you work from home? How does anybody know whether you're on or off anyway? You're home. Isn't that interesting? Think about that. Forget me for a second. What does it mean to have a Monday holiday off when you don't come in the office anyway?
Oh,
well you sleep. You don't have to turn your computer on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's going to know that? I mean, they don't. Do they Zoom every single day?
Jimmy has meetings every day.
Oh,
really?
Like 8:30. Zoom calls.
And the salespeople here have staff meetings.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yeah, like we have a Monday meeting every single Monday, and it's canceled on this coming Monday because it's a holiday.
Son of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And we're off.
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't have to get up Monday morning.
No, you don't.
Correct.
Son of a gun.
That's
and
why.
And this Marianne somehow did this?
Well, she yeah. was standing right next to you when we were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't. I mean, I don't hurt your feelings, but I never listen when you guys are talking about that stuff.
Oh. Okay. Well, it was live on the air.
Because it's the same thing with restaurants. I'm like that with vacations, just like restaurants. You go because you guys go. Well, we have to plan summer, and we get a week in March, and I don't care. Where am I going
to
go?
But we were also trying to decide the March dates too in that conversation.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember that.
How much? I don't. I'm just going to come in by myself.
Yeah.
Because if Dom gets the day off, then I don't know how to turn the equipment on.
No, he's off Monday.
Did you know you were off, Dom?
They just told me today.
You didn't know. Okay, Dom sits right next to me every morning. Come over here to the mic.
Okay.
Here we go. Dom's going to ruin it.
Yeah.
Way to go, Dom.
I swear, if Dom takes away the Monday off.
What?
Okay. Did you know we were off Monday?
Not until about an hour ago when Bex told me.
Oh, so she told you. Did she tell you to mention it to the host of the show?
They kind of just let it slide out a little bit, you know?
I did not. You were in the studio, Dom, when we were talking about this with Matt and Marianne.
Dom says he didn't know we had the day off. I'm
so
not
complaining.
Fine, I'll
weekend.
Take the day off.
Well, Dom doesn't count. He's blasted
well,
the whole morning.
I think that we need to call in the lead witness here, Marianne Siegel.
Yeah call her in.
She's not here. She's outside. The dog.
She's our lead witness.
Yeah, she was part of the conversation.
This is all we have.
Yeah, our entire case rests on one witness.
Yeah, but I can't believe she didn't say something like, hey, you want to, but what, that proves that it's a, that is such proof of how crazy this is, right? In the normal world, if I had a three-day weekend, we would probably have planned something.
Well, this was like last minute. This just happened like a day ago. I mean, this wasn't, I had no idea.
And she usually doesn't fill you in on the plans anyway, so you may have plans.
Oh, God, you're right.
Yeah. You never know where you're going or when.
I know, I hate that. She'll say, oh, we're going to go to Miami for the weekend and do what? Sit in the room there like we sit in the room here?
Oh, my God.
No,
Miami,
you know what I mean?
Great.
Like traveling in the pandemic, it's not fun.
You may want to tell Dom about the Monday in February.
Well, I don't know why we're taking so many days off, you know, but buddy, I'm a hardworking man.
Okay, you know, you're down there and we're struggling here.
What are you guys going to do on Monday?
Sleep.
Lisa
sleep.
Has a Sunday dinner.
It's... Sleep. Well, it's at 5:30. And it's when I get down late.
You're having a dinner at 5:30, taking advantage of the day off on the next day?
Well.
Let's go crazy. Let's meet for dinner at 5:30.
Well, that's what you do now.
Well, because like restaurants have to close
right.
by 9
or yeah,
9:30.
I mean, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Boy, oh boy. All right. Can we go back in time before the pandemic when everything was normal? Please.
back in time.
That's Pitbull, everyone. On his birthday, song titled Back in Time. Anybody pick up on that at all? Not at all, huh? I just flew by everybody. All right, never mind. Hey, listen, we got to go to a break. On the other side of the break, of course, is Right Now. That's our segment where you call us and tell us what's going on. Yeah, I really would love you to call because I want to know what regular people are doing. Well, not, you know what I mean, regular people, just people. What are you doing now in this madness? Like, are you going out to dinner outside? Are you working from home? What's going on? Talk to me. I'm stuck down here in Florida. I don't know what's going on. Call me. I'm asking you to call me as a personal favor. 617-931-1108. Be on The Maddie Show next.
KISS 108. Just in time for your first credit card statement.